From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace, golden potatoes of the Columbia River. During excavations for fill material for a dike on Willapa National Wildlife Refuge South Bay Unit, thousands of large potato-shaped quartz rocks were unearthed where the new office now stands. These are well-rounded quartz cobbles, shaped like big potatoes, light gold in color. The color is staining from iron-rich sediments the rocks rested in for millions of years. The cobbles are from northeastern Washington and are noteworthy because they mark ancient channels of the Columbia River. The iron staining is from basaltic sands from the Columbia Igneous Province, which erupted repeatedly during the Miocene, 17 to 15 million years ago. Minus the stain, this quartz is white. Volcanoes erupt, then erode away in a couple of million years. Rivers persist for much longer. The Columbia River is more than 30 million years old, and its path has changed many times. For some of this time, the river or its delta flowed out across southern Pacific County into the Pacific Ocean, leaving these distinctive rocks behind in delta sediments. These potatoes have been tracked across the eastern half of the state, leaving identifiable trails of ancient river valleys on modern-day ridges and marking old channels of the Columbia River. Golden potatoes are common along the coast in South Pacific County, on hills north of the Columbia. The hills around Ilwaco, the south end of Willapa Bay, Long Island, and some areas along the Nacelle River also have these distinctive potato-shaped rocks. These rocks remind us that the Columbia flowed over this area millions of years ago. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.